Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer once again, joined by Sam Forbes, and we have with us our special guest, Dr. Decker Weiss. Well, those of you just tuning in, you missed a great first hour. Our program really is all about nutrition, and we also take your phone calls. So if you have any questions about nutrition or anything related to nutrition, give us a call. The phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Okay, and getting back to the phones, let's say hello to Lucy from Freehold, New Jersey.
Yes. Oh, good afternoon, Arnie and Sam. And it's wonderful to talk to you, and I love your program, and I love your products.
Thank you, Lucy.
Yes,
thank you.
Absolutely wonderful. And I have a question for Dr. Weiss. I have H. pylori, which I can't get rid of. They've given me a Prep Pack with triple therapy, loads and loads of antibiotics in this, and it's made in Italy, so I take 14 a day, 14 patient cards at 6 on a.m. and 6, and I tested positive on my last prep pack, so I have a second one to go on. And I'd like to ask Dr. Weiss, I never had H. pylori, and the doctor doesn't know if it comes from water or foods, or it's a start of ulcers. So I wondered if Dr. Weiss can give me some good ideas and what he would help me with. Yes.
Well, here I'm going to give you a big tip. Don't worry about it. Okay. H. pylori is almost normal flora for a lot of stomachs. H. pylori is not a problem unless it starts to really grow in high amounts. I think, personally, chasing after H. pylori with antibiotics has significantly caused more problems than it's ever solved.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and H. pylori does not cause ulcers. Low stomach acid, mm-hmm. allowing, which, you know, stress, coffee, you know, the inability to digest your food, mm-hmm. causes ulcers. Mm-hmm. What I would do is I'd get over to Wilner Chemists.
Yes.
I would get a good, but now you've been on antibiotics and you've been on a whole bunch of irritating antibiotics.
Yes, sir.
So you need to get yourself some Acidophilus Pearls, okay? And I get the big box and I go twice a day for the box. And then I would just simply take, if you can, an either a Protozyme or Protogest or a, you know, an HCL-based supplement to take with meals. And that's just going to keep the H. pylori in check. You know, the H. pylori, when the stomach acid is good, 2 to 3 on an empty stomach, you're going to be fine. It's only when that stress kicks in, or if you start drinking a lot of coffee or things like that, that you're going to have an issue. Ma'am, don't let everybody scare you into these antibiotics. You got to get over to Wilner Chemist. You got to go listen to these folks, and you got to stay away from those antibiotics. Okay, but you'll be just fine.
Okay, Lucy?
Acute anemic, but I just follow the nutritional pattern vegetables, fruits, and like they gave me, right, a doctor?
Well, I don't know if that is working for you. Vegetables and fruits pretty much works for all of us.
For all of us, of course.
Some people do need a little bit of meat. Yeah, you know, if you feel better with some protein, don't forget the protein, okay?
Yes.
How old are you, Lucy?
I'm 78, doctor.
Well, 78, yes. You got to remember something. You sound wonderful at 78
Well, I love all of you that are in the caregiving profession.
Well, remember that, you know, at 78, with being as clear as you are, you've done a lot more things that are smart than not.
Well, doctor, I'm really very organic, very careful, very astute to all the things around me, and I go by the organic Bible. That book is marvelous, and it, you know, teaches us all the new things and pesticides and all that. I'm very aware of the, you know, the surroundings, so I realize that there is a lot of danger.
So my advice to you, Lucy, is to stay away from doctors. I'm not kidding you.
Oh, Dr. Weiss, I wouldn't stay away from you because you're wonderful.
Well, thank you. But,
and I adore Arnie and Sam and Don because they keep us going, and I have to stop and get a new way of life instead of all of this.
Make sure that you get that acidophilus pearls, okay?
I certainly will. I used to take that. When I was in Arizona, doctor, I lived in Arizona. It was very nice. I used to get it liquid in any supermarket. But then I came out here. It was difficult to find.
Get the pearls.
I've written that down previously.
All righty.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, I thank you,
right,
Dr.
Lucy.
Weiss. Oh,
thanks.
You're a blessing to all of us.
I need more people like Lucy.
That's it.
We love you, Dr. Weiss, and I wish you the very best.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Lucy. All right, that was interesting, huh?
Everybody needs one of those.
Everybody needs one of those. That's it.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, it's interesting that again, I'm not kidding when I say stay away from doctors. You know, this is a lady that runs a blood test, has a little H. pylori, and rather than maybe a little bit of a digestive aid, which is all she needs at maximum, she's going on a triple antibiotic therapy, or triple, you know, it's usually the clindamycin, one other, and bismuth.
And they put flagyl in there, too.
You know, again, leave our folks alone. This lady's eating organic. She's taking her supplements. She's reading. She's listening to radio shows. Leave her alone. This lady is got it going on. She's going to get into her 90s, and she's going to be dancing polkas at weddings.
There you go. All right, as a little follow-up, let's talk to Steve from Manhattan.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello, Steve.
This is somewhat related.
Yeah.
I have a question about a supplement called Pepsin GI or zinc L-carnosine, which is what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a marvelous new thing for any kind of stomach problems. I wonder if the doctor's heard about it.
I don't know zinc L-carnosine, but I don't know really why you'd be taking zinc for a stomach problem. The other product was a Pepsin, and I'm sorry, I'm not too familiar with it. I think the other...
It's the same product. You know.
It's the same product.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it. I'll defer to my other colleagues here.
Yeah, about a few years ago, Lane Labs, among another couple of other companies, produced a zinc-carnosine complex, and it was recommended for stomach problems. It's surprising to me, too. Zinc, I guess, as a lozenge or even as supplements, can be somewhat irritating. But for some reason in this complex, it was actually recommended for gastric reflux, acid stomach problems, GERD and such, pretty decent or good benefit and good research. It's a little bit pricey, but it does seem to be somewhat effective. And you can get it from a number of different companies now.
Yeah, it's available, as Sam said, it's available from Lane Labs, and it's also available from Metagenics. They also came out with it.
And I think more and more companies are jumping on that. But I actually, you know, I actually like the product by Enzymatic Therapy, the heartburn relief. I think it's a great product.
You know, again, it follows a model of there was a researcher down at University of Texas that came to, you know, the science guys in enzymatic therapy and said, you know, I've got this product for heartburn. And, you know, hey, we all want part of that market in the business world of natural medicine. Drugs like Prilosec sell $2.5 million a day, and we know they're linked to osteoporosis and double the risk of pneumonias and all sorts of things, you know, mineral deficiencies. These drugs are a mess. And the Heartburn Free really has a nice piece of research. It's very well tolerated because it's just an orange extract. We've had a lot of luck with it. In my office, I adjust the hiatal hernias.
Right.
And so that, you know, putting the stomach back in place along with the Heartburn Free and some, you know, plant enzymes with meals, because that's the thing is in order to get rid of any reflux, you have to help people digest their food better.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been able to get around it without using plant enzymes, you know, the Complete Gest or Megazyme Mealtime, those things, you know, in order to get it under control. And so I can get concerned that if you use like a straight zinc thing that you're going to have some success, but your outlook for the future might be that you need to get back and do some more things.
All righty. Thanks for that call, Steve.
Thank
we
you.
We need to pause for a quick break. I need to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source of good-tasting, high-potency, liquid and chewable probiotic supplements. All American and home health products are now on sale at Wilner's at 35% off list price. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Sam Forbes.
Our special guest, Dr. Decker Weiss, will be back after these messages.
You've heard about the amazing benefits of fish oil for heart health, memory, learning, and mood. However, it's important to know that not all fish oils are alike. A poor quality fish oil may contain contaminants or be rancid, leading to unpleasant aftertaste and burping. There is a brand you can rely on, just as medical doctors have for years. Nordic Naturals Pure, award-winning and patented fruit-flavored omega-3 fish oils. All Nordic Naturals fish oils meet strict European medicinal standards and are independently tested, documenting exceptional purity and freshness levels. You'll feel and taste the Nordic Naturals difference. Nordic Naturals omega-3 fish oils come in a variety of natural fruit flavors, both in liquid and capsule form. Children enjoy their chewable strawberry capsules and will ask for more. Make sure you and your family receive the health-promoting benefits from Nordic Naturals fish oils every day. Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting fish oils from Arctic Norway. For a store near you, call 800-662-2544, 800-662-2544, or visit www.nordicnaturals.com.
Ever wake up ready for the day, but your joints would rather stay in bed? Well, your day just got more flexible thanks to new natural Celadrin joint cream from Home Health. Natural Celadrin joint cream takes its name from Celadrin, the hottest new clinically proven ingredient on the market today. Don't let its light peppermint scent fool you. This breakthrough joint cream formula contains 7.5% natural Celadrin, the amount clinically shown to deliver beneficial effects in a clinical trial published in the prestigious Journal of Rheumatology. And Natural Celadrin joint cream is 100% paraben-free, non-greasy, and quick absorbing. So don't leave it up to your joints to decide what you can do with your day. Get Natural Celadrin joint cream from Home Health and get your day back. Look for Natural Celadrin joint cream from Home Health at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
The entire American and Home Health lines are now on sale at Wilner's at 30% off list price.
The supplement resveratrol has been the topic of a great deal of news and research lately. As an antioxidant, resveratrol may protect cardiovascular function by inhibiting LDL oxidation, upregulating nitric oxide synthesis, and protecting the integrity of capillaries. Resveratrol has also been studied for its ability to activate phase 2 detoxification enzymes and to maintain healthy cell replication. Now, Jarrow Formulas has developed a high-potency resveratrol supplement called Resveratrol 100. This new product contains 100 milligram of resveratrols extracted from huzhang root or polygonum, long used in traditional Eastern medicine as a cardiotonic. And as a special limited-time introductory offer, Wilner Chemist is offering Jarrow's new Resveratrol 100 60 vegetable capsule size at 30% off list price. Wow, what a deal.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view.
let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes, our special guest, Dr. Decker Weiss. And our phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We love hearing from you. And next we have Sandy calling from Brooklyn.
Hi, Doctor. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I heard you talking about wheat. And whenever I take in wheat in my body, I feel like from 100 to 0, I just can't get up my chair. I am so weak. What do I replace that with, like, half fiber? Because they say fiber is healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, first of all, I want to make sure you know you're not, this isn't crazy. This is getting more and more common. You know, where wheat used to be a staple, folks who could tolerate, you know, wheat in other countries, they just can't handle it here, along with, you know, all of a sudden people becoming sensitive. So you're not nuts. And on the other hand, I want to thank you for paying attention to your health. You know, when you're eating something food-wise, you realize it's making you sick and you're getting that out of your diet. You can replace that with things like sprouted grains, where they sprout the wheat and then they grind it up, such as Ezekiel bread. Now, for fiber, it is very hard to get enough fiber. We want 20 to 25 grams of fiber per day in people. So if you are interested in fiber, I'd get down to Wilner Chemist and I'd get a good supplement. My preference is something called Fiber Fusion. It's a non-irritating psyllium base, but they got a whole bunch of good ones down there. You go talk to those folks.
Thanks, but you told me about spelt now. Well, I did try spelt, and it definitely did not help me either. I definitely felt like a low resistant and very weak from it, too.
You're gluten intolerant there. And, you know, some people say that you have to be born that way, celiac or whatever. This is not true. You can become gluten intolerant, and I would start to just look at, you know, websites and maybe get a couple books down at Wilner about what gluten intolerance is, because, you know, you're going to have a problem with this, and you're going to have to adapt your life around this problem. And
It's
not easy. However, you know, we have stores in Arizona, gluten-free stores, gluten-free cookies, gluten-free desserts, and you're only going to see more of that. And you're also going to see some of the other grains. Now, we kind of have a gluten-free house in here. I live with two old blood types. I don't need it in my life. We bought a bread maker, and we make gluten-free bread every morning. It is wonderful. It was a little tricky to figure out how to do it, but it saves us a lot of money. We have this beautiful bread every morning.
But I'm talking about weight gain. Would I gain weight if I eat a spelt and the gluten-free product?
If it's making you feel lousy, you're going to gain weight on it. Now, some people, I am a person, if I look at almost any grain, I gain weight.
I do too. If I just smell it, it's me.
Yeah, then what I would do is I would stay away from the grains.
Right.
Yeah, I would. Now, I wouldn't give them up completely. What I would do, though, is
that's why I'm talking about the fiber, because they say it's healthy for your brain. You know, I'm still 32. I need to still build up my system, you know, without any fiber in myself. And then, you know.
Well, again, the good news is you're paying attention. You're realizing the benefits of fiber. I would supplement it. But also, if you're going away from grains and you're going to be eating more vegetables and fruits, you're going to be getting a lot of fiber in vegetables
right.
and fruits, especially if you go to the broccolis and kales and greens and stuff like that. So usually,
I shouldn't worry. Okay.
Yeah, usually when people go off of grains, they actually increase their fiber intake. So you'll be good.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
All right. Thanks for that call, Sandy. All righty. Also, you know, I need to tell you folks that gluten is going to become the next big thing. You're going to see gluten-free this and gluten-free that, and you're going to see gluten-free sections even probably in mainstream supermarkets. I'm sure they already have it in Whole Foods and places like that already.
We have whole stores in Arizona now, gluten-free stores.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, they are selling off the shelves there.
You know, gluten sensitivity is one of the most undiagnosed problems people have with gastrointestinal problems.
For me, when I look at the blood type diet stuff, you know, my old blood types, they're just not going to handle it. You know, it's just that they're not built for grains, and when they are, they're going to be things that are very, very low gluten or no gluten at all. And then on top of that, you know, we have a weight problem in America, and, you know, whenever you have gluten, you're going to have, in addition, you're going to have weight gain.
Well, that's true. All righty, let's talk to Jim calling from the Bronx.
Hey.
Hey.
You finally got... Woo! Okay, listen. Chronic fatigue. Thank you for taking my call. Chronic fatigue or fatigue is intermittent with me, and it's been bothering me now for about, I guess you'd say, 7-8 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know what to do.
Do you have any other medical conditions such as diabetes, heart disease?
Okay, okay. I have had a double bypass.
Mm-hmm.
It's under control, but I have diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
I have high blood pressure. All of the above.
And are you on medication for your blood pressure?
Say that again?
Are you on medication for your blood pressure?
Yes, I am.
Okay, are you on beta blockers like Toprol XL, Atenolol, Z-beta? Do any of those sound familiar?
I think so. Yeah, they may not be. They may be generic, but they are beta. I'm on a beta blocker. I'm pretty sure.
And I'll tell you why. Because you're gonna need to do two things with that. One is you're losing minerals, especially zinc. You're losing B vitamins, and you're losing CoQ10. These drugs are stealing nutrients from your body. They need specialized nutrients. So there's a couple things you can do, and you're going to have to do them both, okay? Number one is you got to work on your nutrition, and you got to get this diabetes under control and get
my diabetes kind of medication. Under control.
But with medication, correct?
Yes, I'm on insulin, and it's hardly ever over... I guess you'd say 150.
Okay. Let me get to the next thing. The next thing is you want to know, it's okay. You're going to need to take a good zinc supplement. You're going to need to take CoQ10. You know, you're going to have to take a good B vitamin. I'd recommend a sublingual B12. And diabetics are famous for losing zinc and B12.
Mm.
And that in itself is a very good way to get chronic fatigue. And if it's intermittent now, in 6 months, it can be worse. Now, the other thing is I would get with my physician and see if you require a beta blocker for your blood pressure problem. Because the beta blocker, they're, you know, cardiologists, including myself, we love beta blockers.
Yeah, yeah.
Our patients hate them.
Right.
You know, and they got about 2 pages of side effects with them. You know, they make the paper look good. The numbers look good for us. They reduce risk of stroke and heart attack. But they are a real deal with the devil for patients.
Yeah.
So I would see if he insists on you being on a beta blocker, or you might be able to move off of that.
Okay, Dr. Weiss, we need to take a break. Here for traffic and all that stuff. Okay, this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by American Health and Home Health, whose products, including Selligen Joint Cream, are now on sale at Wilner's at 30% off list price. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes and special guest Dr. Decker Weiss. We'll be back after these messages.
Are you looking for a natural way to lower your cholesterol levels? Look no further than the family of citronol supplements from Nature's Way. Citronol is a special blend of polymethoxylated flavones and tocotrienols that work to reduce the amount of cholesterol produced within the body by your liver. Citronol has been shown in several clinical trials to lower total cholesterol by over 20%, LDL cholesterol by 22%, and triglycerides by 28%. Nature's Way offers several different citronol products. You can get it straight up, 150 milligrams per soft gel. They also offer it in combination with either fish oil, CoQ10, or phytosterols. Choose the formula that is best for you. The pharmacist at Wilner Chemist will be happy to assist you in your choice. Citronol from Nature's Way, the natural, healthy way to lower cholesterol and improve your heart. Citronol is spelled Citrinol. Wilner Chemist carries the entire line of Nature's Way supplements. Discount priced, of course.
Discount priced at 30 to 35% off list price. And now let's go to Bill Powers for the traffic.
Right now, traveling on 280 in Newark in New Jersey. Both directions, everything closed down. Eastbound side exit 13 through to the turnpike. Westbound side from 17 to 13, all due to flooding. Also on 80 westbound side at 17, the off-ramp is blocked off. And at Squirrelwood Road, you've got lots of ponding on the roadway as well. 17 closed in Rutherford by Highland Cross. And you've got a couple of lanes blocked off over by Essex Street and Lowe. Lodi. Also at Williams Avenue in Hasbrook Heights, closed down. That is due to flooding. Getting across the Hudson River, outbound Holland Tunnel, a 15-minute delay. Otherwise, we're good across the Hudson. Van Wyck still with a lane block southbound side of Jewell Avenue with flooding. On the Harlem River Drive, FDR Drive combo, you've got a lane blocked off at the Triborough Bridge northbound side with flooding. Southbound side of the GWB, you've got a large pothole and then flooding at 116th. This report sponsored by Getty Premium Gasolines. Catching a ball game, getting ready for warm weather, and driving with a tank full of Getty Premium Gas. Celebrating life's moments, big and small. Few of the season with Getty Gasolines. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
Now, estimates vary, but approximately 25% of the American population is thought to have what is called metabolic syndrome. Metabolic syndrome is a collection of problems all related to insulin resistance. The inability of insulin to do its job properly can lead to obesity, cardiovascular disease, including high blood pressure and high cholesterol, and to type 2 diabetes. Sound familiar? Are we talking about you or someone in your family? There are two products from Metagenics that have been shown to be very helpful to people with metabolic syndrome. One is the UltraMeal Plus, which is a powdered low-glycemic index meal replacement rich in fiber, isoflavone-rich protein, biologically active folates, and extra phytosterols for powerful cholesterol regulation. The other Metagenics product is Insinase, a unique blend of selective kinase response modulators from hops and acacia that has been shown in clinical studies to modulate the insulin response. So, for nutritional support of conditions associated with metabolic syndrome, think UltraMeal Plus and Insinase from Metagenics, available at both Wilner Chemist locations in Manhattan.
Do you have high blood pressure? If you do, you'll want to pay special attention to this. There's a product from Twin Lab called Blood Pressure Control. It contains a unique, all-natural, clinically proven ingredient, C12 peptide. C12 peptide is a natural milk protein that helps manage angiotensin-converting enzyme, or ACE, limiting the release of angiotensin II, which is responsible for increasing blood pressure. Twin Labs Blood Pressure Control is natural, safe, and clinically proven to work, a viable alternative to ACE-inhibiting drugs. Results can be seen in as little as 2 to 4 weeks, although in some cases it may take up to 2 months. A natural treatment for hypertension is now available, and it's from Twin Lab. Blood Pressure Control. Get it now at Wilner Chemists. Only Twin Lab makes you feel this good.
The entire Twin Lab line is now on sale at Wilner's at 25% off list price.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back once again. The gang's all here, same guys as before. And before we get back to the phone, it's time for a minute with Dr. Michael Murray, brought to you by Natural Factors.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Murray with a minute of important health news that you can use. One of my all-time favorite natural products is a special extract of licorice root known as DGL. DGL is short for deglycyrrhizinated licorice, but for good reason I tell my patients that it stands for darn good licorice. DGL is made by removing the compound in licorice that can raise blood pressure in some people. Double-blind clinical studies have shown DGL is quite helpful in healing stomach and intestinal ulcers. In fact, in head-to-head comparative studies, DGL actually outperforms popular anti-ulcer drugs. But rather than inhibit the release of stomach acid like these drugs, DGL stimulates the normal defense mechanisms that prevent ulcer formation, and DGL promotes healing. Clinical studies have not only shown DGL to be extremely effective, but also that DGL is completely without side effect. Clearly, DGL is a better choice for digestive health.
That Dr. Murray Minute was brought to you by Natural Factors, the makers of Welbutex, the family of supplements designed specifically for those with diabetes. And now before we get back to the phones, a quick update on what's on sale at Wilner's. Discounts up to 50% off list. Doctor's Best, they're the one, 50% off. America's Finest at 40% off. Source Naturals, 35% off. American Health, Rainbow Light, Nature's Way, Da Vinci, Country Life, Natural, Quality of Life, Nature's Answer, Kyolic, all full lines and at 30% off. And there's many more also. Check our website for a full listing. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, you should be. You'll automatically get our reference catalog and sale flyers. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy at our website, www.wilner.com, and Wilner is spelled with two L's. The website also gives a full list of all the sale items, extensive reference material, previous radio shows, and you can place orders there as well.
Or, of course, you can pick up a sale flyer and a catalog at either one of our two beautiful stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown location is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, which is near the corner of Murray Street. That's right across from City Hall. We are Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
All right. Thank you, Sam. And with that, we will get right to the phones and say hello to Teresa from Staten Island.
Thank you for taking my call. I take coenzyme Q10, and in the new catalog on the back page, it says Country Life with Mega, M-E-G-A, coenzyme Q10 is better.
Well, mega CoQ10 is one of those forms of CoQ10 that's it's emulsified and it's also in a soft gelatin capsule. CoQ10 is a fat-soluble nutrient, and it's absorbed best when it's made as much as possible close to water solubility. And that's what Mega CoQ10 hopes to do.
Okay.
So if you do that and you take it around mealtime where you have some other fat in your diet, you'll get a very good absorption.
Okay. Well, I have to reorder, so I'll try that. And may I ask you one more question?
Why not?
Okay. Thank you. I read the article in the new magazine and the new catalog about the vitamin D. Now, I'd like to add a little bit more. I take the ProPax, and there's not that much vitamin D.
Right.
It's like 32...
Little.
No.
Go ahead.
So then my question to you is, how much should I start to add to my supplement?
Well, you know, that's also open to discussion because it, you know, used to be vitamin D years and years ago. I'm dating myself. We used to have 1,000 units of vitamin D was very common in multiple vitamins. Well, it changed, and it started to drop down where they started putting in, 400 units, which is probably about pretty standard these days. But the tide is changing once again. They're discovering that vitamin D is doing all these wonderful things, whether it's protecting against strokes and cancer and stuff like that. So they're raising the amounts of vitamin D once again. So
well,
you can,
also because people are being outside less.
Yeah, everybody's afraid of the sun.
Of
you know, everyone's afraid of the sun.
Sun and sunscreen is dropping the levels.
That's
and
right.
Even the drug companies have added vitamin D with the meds.
Yeah, so absolutely, 1,000 IUs of vitamin D is not out of the way.
Okay, all right. And thank you so much, and God bless all of you.
Okay, thanks, Teresa. Yeah, that's one of the great nutrient success stories, vitamin D. You know, our co-host here, Dr. Richard Podell, talks about nutrients that have crossed over from being just, vitamins and into the realm of orthodox medicine, shall we say?
Right.
You know, fish oil has crossed over. All the MDs that are understand right. fish oil, and it looks like vitamin D just crossed over as well.
Well, you know, about every 50 years they seem to start to update their data.
And, yeah.
You know, I just don't, it's not verifiable unless a drug company or NIH does the study. And, you know, that's what's holding us back. We're a very sick country. And you know, these folks at Wilmer Chemists, you know, there's research done all over the world in these natural products, including the United States, some of the famous stuff. But you know, we're limited at what access that the public really gets it. And when you open up that research and you see what's really going on, you see vitamin D should have never really left us.
That's right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Oh, well. All right. Next, we have Ro calling from West Milford, New Jersey.
Hi, how are you?
We're good, Ro. How about you?
I'm okay. Thanks so much for taking your time to have such a wonderful talk show. It's my first time joining you, and
well,
I thought it would be a great opportunity for me to speak to you about some issues that I've been struggling
with. All right, let's hear them.
I'm having a digestive issue.
Mm-hmm.
I heard, you know, you talk about DGL. I'm not sure exactly what's happening with me, but it seems that I'm always passing loose stool, and I just can't seem to get that under control, even if I, you know, try more grain in my diet. Blood type A. I try to eat well. My work hours, though, are pretty insane right now, so I try to do the best I can with the means available. So, but it's been happening for quite some time, and I'm not, you know.
Okay, the first thing that, you know, we'll let Dr. Weiss give his thoughts, but, you know, one of the first thing when something like this happens is probably to get yourself examined and, you know, make sure there's nothing real, real bad going on.
Well, I was thinking more in terms of colitis because of the stool itself.
Well, that's not wonderful, you know?
Yeah, I know, but it's probably an imbalance of some. Maybe my acid levels are way up there. Maybe a thousand things.
Well,
I was just hoping to get his take on it.
Yeah,
you're right. I do have to get examined, but I thought
I don't. I don't know. I don't know. How old are you?
Big 5'0".
You're 50. I mean, if you have colon cancer in your family, then you may consider a colonoscopy. But you have a timing problem. Why is it that I have a feeling that this all started when you had a big emotional or traumatic event or maybe a near car accident? Did anything like that happen for you?
Now that you bring it up, but this has been going on before that period of time.
But
it doesn't have to be
exacerbated.
Like about a year ago,
there
were some issues going on that could have.
Let me tell you what's happening here. You have a timing problem, okay?
What's the timing problem?
The timing problem. We have about 21 to 25 feet of intestine, and the timing at which the food goes through is a big issue. If the food goes through too fast, then you get diarrhea, loose stool. If the food goes through too slow, then you tend to get constipated and feel miserable. Fiber, a good form of fiber, a psyllium-based fiber, you know, like a Fiber Fusion or others, will balance this out. Do not take cascara or senna. That is, make sure there's nothing with cascara and senna in what you're going to take. But you have a timing problem. What the fiber does is, a bulk of fiber, let's say, you know, a teaspoon and a half of Fiber Fusion, you mix that with water, you drink it, you do that before bed, that's only going to go so fast through the intestines, and it's going to help reset all of that timing. And that's what's going on with you. When you look at digestive tracts, you look at pH, well, you have a pH problem. That's one thing. You look at hiatal hernias and structural things. But you also, the big discounted one is the timing. And that's one of the real values of fiber is, if you have diarrhea, loose stool, it helps bring that back. And then if you have constipation, it will also help, you know, correct that, because it corrects the timing either way. So that's where you want to start. And again, I like the Fiber Fusion because it's going to have some anti-inflammatory botanicals in there, which you may have some irritable bowel. Now, one thing you mentioned is that you're on a lot of grains. Nix the grains. Get the grains out of your diet while you're doing this, okay? And give yourself about a week, and it should clear up.
Do you
recommend a cleanse for my pH level?
Not yet. Not yet. Just fiber. Okay, you don't want to cleanse when you have some irritation down there. Just start with the good Fiber Fusion. You can also do Simple Cleanse. There's a product, Enzymatic Therapy, that has it called Simple Cleanse. It is a straight colon cleanse. You could do that, or you could just do Fiber Fusion. Either one of those is going to be fine. But what I would say is, after 2 weeks, if you're doing a good psyllium-based, non-irritating psyllium-based fiber for a couple weeks, if you're still having problems where that's not under control, then I would get a colonoscopy and take a look.
Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate your feedback.
No problem.
Okay, Ro, thanks so much for that call. And it's time for another short break. This portion of the Wilner Window, by the way, is being brought to you by Daiwa Health, the makers of Peak Immune 4 for proven powerful immune system support. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Sam Forbes.
Our special guest, Dr. Decker Weiss, will be back after these messages.
If you are looking for a supplement for powerful immune system support, look no further than Peak Immune 4. Peak Immune 4 contains a rice bran arabinoxylin compound made by treating a polysaccharide from rice bran with an enzyme from shiitake mushroom. What the heck does that mean? It means that Peak Immune 4 triples natural killer cell activity, increases levels of B and T cells, and supports the body's natural production of cytokines. What the heck does that mean? It means powerful immune system support. When you really need immune system support, this is the stuff you want to be using. Peak Immune 4, used around the world with over 400 patients in clinical trials. The immune support you need when you really need immune support. Peak Immune 4 from Daiwa Health Development, now available at Wilner Chemists.
In 1947, while the world was discovering junk food, some of us took a different path. We decided being well was more than just not being sick, that what went into our bodies helped determine the wellness of our bodies. And to make that wellness our way of life, we created Solgar Vitamins. Made in small batches for greater freshness, bottled in amber glass for greater protection, tested and retested to ensure their potency and purity. No wonder Solgar is the number one brand of nutritional supplements in leading natural health food stores and considered the gold standard by any standard. So if you're ready to make wellness even more a part of your life, look for the distinctive gold Solgar line in your nearest health food store and ask their nutritional experts about Solgar. They'll tell you wellness has been Solgar's way of life since 1947.
Hi, this is Don Goldberg. We've been selling Flex Now joint formula for just over 6 months now. People ask me, Don, does this stuff really work? Well, here's one way I can answer that question. A few weeks ago, something happened that I've never seen before. The people from Flex Now came by the store and they gave me a printed list of the people who have taken advantage of Flex Now's complete relief or complete refund guarantee. I was amazed. No company has ever volunteered that type of information before. There were 25 names on the list. I didn't ask for it, they just felt it was the right thing to do to give it to me. Well, we have sold about 1,000 packages of Flex Now during that time. So over 95% of the people who bought Flex Now during that period were satisfied with the results, or at least not sufficiently dissatisfied to return it. That's pretty impressive. If you have joint pain, maybe you should try Flex Now. It's unique in that it contains natural shea oil extract, rich in powerful inflammation fighters. Flex Now, available at Wilner Chemists. Complete relief or a complete refund. At 2.5%, I'd say the odds are in your favor.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes, our special guest, Dr. Decker Weiss. And one of our callers, Florence, wants to ask you, Dr. Weiss, about the definition of naturopath.
Naturopathic physicians are physicians who use natural medicine first and by choice. And we're an old profession. We were around way before pharmaceutical model ever got rolling, and well, the way it looks like we'll be around long after we get this under control and just use the best of what pharmacy has and get back into natural medicine and natural healing. It's the name's derived from Nature Cure, which was really a very big New York-based operation in the late 1800s with a very large medical school, 600 students there, along with homeopathy. And through the years, we've added pharmaceuticals and you know, adjustments, Chinese medicine to our repertoire. But it's really that natural system of detoxing and removing obstacles to health that we really pride ourselves in.
Ah. Florence, did that answer your question? Okay, Florence isn't there. All righty, let's say hello to Virginia, calling from Holbrook, Long Island.
Yes, good afternoon. On Friday, I went to my dermatologist that I had a rash on my arm, and they couldn't determine if it was a spider or a tick bite. And because of that, they put me on 21 days of an antibiotic. Mm-hmm. Can I take this whole body cleanse? Would that do me a plus benefit while I'm taking this? Or
so are they worried about Lyme disease?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Are you on doxycycline?
That's it.
Okay. All right. Not the worst move in the world, but I wouldn't do the whole body cleanse during the antibiotic.
Okay.
What I would do is right after the last day of your antibiotic, I would start whole body cleanse. And you're right on. I love the way you're thinking. Okay, I'm going to use the drug because Lyme disease is a real bad thing. Okay, I'm going to use the drug because that will kill it off in case it's a problem. But I've made a deal that I have to compensate from. And I'm going to detox my liver, get all that stuff out of my body. Start whole body cleanse the last day of your antibiotic, 2 weeks, and then follow with the acidophilus pearls. And you're going to have to do that second step to make sure that, you know, you've done a good job. You're clearing out all that bad antibiotic and anything that grew in there that you didn't want during the episode of the doxycycline. And then you're adding in the good flora again with the acidophilus pearls. I want you to do two twice a day for a minimum of 2 weeks after that.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Thanks.
All righty. And next we have Tom calling from his car somewhere in Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir. I can tell you, I want to talk about the radiation, but that lady with 21 days of antibiotics, that's not enough. You must take 30 to 35 days.
Yeah, 30 is probably what they usually do. I don't know why he said 21. Maybe it's a new protocol.
No, they just don't. They don't treat you properly if you don't go to the proper doctor. But anyway, I hold produce over 40 years all over the United States. I've been to Hunts Point hundreds of times, and Florida started 13, 14 years ago, irradiating all their fruits and vegetables so that when you deliver a case of oranges, you don't have to pick out the rotten ones so you don't get any more rotten ones. And nothing rusts anymore. And California followed through about a year and a half later, and Washington State a little after that. But I tell my friends that they probably need food supplements, and they probably get more nourishment from eating anything except, they kill the enzymes.
Tom, what's your question?
My question is, what is the, what's the protocol for determining whether do you think radiation is good when it comes to meat?
My answer is radiation's never good. And my answer is going to be twofold. One is, you know, we are putting the cart before the horse. You know, we used to study things adequately and then unleash them on the public. Now we are putting them on the public before they're studied adequately and then seeing what they do. Stents
right.
and heart disease is a classic thing that is a horrifying example of what we've done to people. We are going to have to compensate in a short-term and long-term fashion to this. One is in the short term, we're going to have to increase our fat-soluble antioxidants. Why somebody would be on vitamin E at this point and possibly CoQ10, I have no understanding why. These are two things that will help. You know, all you can do is compensate for what's going on if you're going to be a carnivore. But the second thing is we've got to start buying local produce.
Absolutely. You got it.
You know, I mean, organic is a great step, but the answer is in, you know, in you in that East Coast area with the local farmers. Boy, oh boy, we would kill for those folks here in Arizona. We just don't, you know, our local farmers are Mexico. Who knows what's coming half of the time there. But the local farmers, for example, in our house, we do eat some free-range elk and buffalo along with wild-caught fish. I buy it all online. I've met the people who I'm buying it from up in Flag or whatever. They ship it frozen. We have it sitting in a freezer. Local farms, maybe 300 head of buffalo or 200 elk, along with, you know, some small Alaskan fishermen. I feel good about it, and my food is wonderful, and there's no radiation getting near my food. Okay.
You're right on track. The only thing that doesn't get radiated out of Florida and California that I've seen, and I've been in all the packing plants, so to speak, is the oranges, because they get thrown out. They don't come down the conveyor belt. They throw them out and they squeeze it, and so that does not get irradiated.
You know, it's a cart before the horse thing, and thanks a lot for your call. This is very valuable information.
Thanks a lot, Tom. All righty, let's talk to Suzanne from East Meadow, Long Island.
Hello?
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Doc. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, I have just a question. I was diagnosed with osteoporosis.
Uh-huh.
I was taking Fosamax, but it irritated my esophagus.
Uh-huh.
I want to know if there's any natural remedy that I could use.
Okay.
Instead of all that other stuff.
Now, one thing is I want you to get down to Wilmer Chemist. There's a variety of calcium formulas. I'm a fan of Osteoprime Forte. And let me ask you two quick questions.
Sure.
Now, do you have a problem with your back and your hip, or is it just your hip?
My spine.
Okay, it is your spine. Okay. Now, it's good. The good calcium formulas will do that, including we just had a nice discussion about vitamin D. I want you to get down there, and I want you to learn about what's going on with this. Okay, now, how old are you?
52.
Okay, 52. Are you after menopause?
Yes.
Okay, this is a good thing because, you know, big bone loss happens during those menopause years. Now, so you got to get a good calcium formula. They're going to find one down there. Again, I like Osteoprime Forte. It's designed by a guy named Alan Gaby, and he's a real smart guy. But the second thing I want you to do is, I bet you guys have some pH strips down at Wilmer Chemist. Am I correct in
that? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, you have to take, now listen to me, write this down. You're going to check your second morning pH. Okay, of your second morning urine pH. So you're going to wake up, you're going to urinate, then the second morning, you're going to check, along with your first morning spit. So you're going to wake up, spit, you're going to check it in the cup, write it down, and then you're going to go ahead and you're going to second morning urine. And I need both of those between 7.6 and 8 to start building bone, okay? And there's a whole bunch of science behind that. You need to do 5 of those. But you use things like green drinks and calcium and multi-minerals. And that way, see, you need to do 2 things here, okay? You need, one is you need to take the stuff, but another is you got to make sure it's working. And the way you make sure it's working is by checking those urine and saliva pHs.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, now there's one last formula, and I'd like the other gentlemen on the panel to do this. I'm kind of a big fan of Biosil.
Oh, yeah, great.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
The silicone thing.
Yeah.
And that tends to build the hips a little more than the spine is what I found in my office.
Now, what is that? I didn't hear what you said.
Biosil. And it's very unique formula, and I'm not sure who makes it.
It's made by Jarrow, and right. It comes in a liquid and or capsules, either one.
I like the liquid.
Yeah, me too.
For that, and I like the. I've been using in my office Osteoprime Forte and the Biosil, but I won't do that without the pHs because I've got to know. You can take all that stuff, but if the pHs aren't between 7.8 and 8, and that might be hard to get to for a while. And I'll use a lot of green drinks like Earth's Promise, those green powders, to get those pHs up. And
where are you located at? Where are you located? I hear the music. Where are you located at?
Dr. Weiss is located out.
I'm sorry. I thought you were asking Wilmer Chemist.
No.
I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Did you meant Dr. Weiss or Wilner's?
Well, I know where Wilner's is.
Oh, good. Okay.
I just wondered where the doctor was. Yeah.
I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Okay.
One quick question.
Suzanne. Go ahead, quick.
If you have mitral valve prolapse, can you use a detox cleanser?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Thanks, Suzanne. All right, and thanks everybody else for calling. Okay, this segment of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Peak Immune 4 for proven powerful immune system support. From Daiwa, Peak Immune 4 contains a rice bran mushroom extract complex, immune support from when you really need immune support. Okay. We're coming to the end of another episode in the ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. Dr. Weiss, thank you for joining us today.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, thanks for having me on anytime, guys.
All righty. And we was talking about whole body cleanse and acidophilus pearls. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes. And we will be back again next Sunday, 2 o'clock. Please join us.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arne Gitomer.